Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What is going on, everyone? Good morning, Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you from Borgata today. And listening to that Boomer Esiason commentary right there reminded me a lot of Doc Rivers and his graciousness.
Oh, totally.
Toward the public and the media and fans. And
he treasured us.
And such. Treasure him! Good morning, everyone. Lot to do, guys. Lot to do, boys and girls. We've got the Phils back at it tonight. Still trying to crawl back at the Mets, obviously closer than they had been about 3 weeks ago, but still trying to get into first place. We'll see if they can make some hay in the, over the next few days with that. Some residual Eagles schedule stuff, some residual Rick Tocchet stuff. Pete Rose seems like the story that never goes away. NBA and NHL playoffs, a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Sharks have no tongues. And their taste buds are in and behind their teeth, which actually says a lot. Holy cow, their taste buds are in and behind their teeth, which kind of means they got to bite you to taste you.
Yeah, it tells me God did us a favor.
Well, I think is he that, did us a favor I, that we don't that? Have to live in the same medium as sharks. Like, because if there were sharks swimming around in the air, I wouldn't feel real comfortable.
Now, if I said that, people would hold that against me for 5 years, but you saying you get away with it. Sharks? What was that?
Yeah, if there were sharks, like, living in our medium, like if they breathed air like we did.
And they just float around in the air?
Yeah, or if they just, you know, walked around. You know, like if sharks were
what would they
pulling
walk on?
Their luggage
broken glass
like folks are here.
Broken glass. All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got a lot to do today. Let's start with the Eagles. You know, the schedule obviously came out about 36 hours ago, so let's tackle it more here. And curious your thoughts. Obviously, we did some on the schedule yesterday, but not as much as we normally would do because we had so much going on, including Brian Dawkins in studio. We'll play some of the audio. Dawk was on our program late and said a lot of unbelievable stuff. So we'll get to audio of Dawk from yesterday. But let's start schedule today. John, the main thing that struck me yesterday when we discussed the schedule is your reaction to it. So it struck me that your reaction indicates that you think it's going to be harder for the Eagles than you previously thought.
Accurate? I've never seen a schedule this unfortunate. It really is unfortunate for our sake, for our team's sake.
I actually thought 2 years ago was harder.
Well,
I really did.
All right. Maybe
I mean, it's hard to remember, but I think
it's impossible to compare that sort of thing. And I know that we look at these schedules and we come up with numbers that are imaginary in our heads for the number of games that we should win. And we hold true to that. And it never quite works out. But I've seen a lot of Super Bowl winning schedules. I always expect it to look bad. This, man, circumstance, the way it lined up, you know, when you've got the Giants and the Commanders both two times in 3 weeks, when you've got the clusters of those division games, which I hate.
But the Giants don't. That doesn't
all right. Scare, I just don't like that. You know, like, we are nowhere close to in the same realm as the Giants in terms of, like, they are mediocre or less. We are the greatest team in the world. We won the world championship. That proves it. I just, the Giants could get in our way more than they should because of the way the schedule's constructed. Same with the Commies. The Commies, to end our season 2 out of 3 weeks with the Bills sandwiched in between the Commies, I'm sorry, that's unfortunate for the Eagles. That is not a favorable schedule, but that is what you have to deal with when you win the Super Bowl. So I hate that stuff. I hate the Week 11 game against the Lions, which I think is going to carry a ton of NFC playoff ramifications with it. Sure. I hate the fact that that comes on a Sunday after a Monday night game, after a Monday night road game in Tampa Bay. I hate the way that works out for our team. It's like, hey, they're the Super Bowl champs. They can handle it. Well, you know, there is a limit to even great teams, how much they can handle. I expect that we are going to continue to be an elite team, that we will be the cream of the crop in the NFL. I don't expect that we're going to have a flawless record this season.
That's interesting.
I don't expect that we're going to be shining with a 15 or 14 win season. This is going to be a battle.
Well, look, we'll take your reaction. I mean, at 215-592-9494, we know right out of the gate, not that it's impossible, but we know just, for instance, the first month is daunting. Now, the Eagles should beat Dallas at home. At KC, Eagles could certainly win. They beat them by 70 million points last time they played them. But, you know, at KC regular season, that is a challenge. Home versus the Rams at the Bucs. I think the Bucs game, in many ways, for me, is the most intriguing there. There's no shame if you lose to Kansas City. Certainly you hope to beat them again. If you lose to them, if you beat the Rams at home, which you should, but it's no guarantee, 2-1 entering Tampa. If that happens, obviously Tampa has been a house of horrors for the Eagles in recent years. So that's one of those games to me that would be a swing factor to sort of, you know, start giving us a sense. But then again, the Eagles lost to the Bucs early last year and had one of the great seasons in Philly sports history. So anything from that standpoint is possible. James, your reaction, and I'm curious everyone at 215-592-9494. I mean, I was really struck both yesterday and then, John, based on what you just said, your reaction to it. James, what did you make of it?
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side from you guys. Like, this is exactly what I expected it to be. We knew the opponents going in. I didn't, when I saw the opponents that the Eagles were going to face, whatever it was, a few months ago when they came out, I've had the exact same reaction to that as I did to the schedule. It was like they're the same opponents. Yes, I admit it's a tough group of opponents. I think we can all look at it and say, based on what we saw last year, there are a lot of good teams on this schedule. But I think other than that, like, there aren't that many crazy, like, layoff type things. They're only facing one team coming off a bye. They don't have any weird travel stuff. They're only on the West Coast once. They don't have to go to Brazil. Like, the bye is right in the middle of the season where I personally like it. Like, I don't know. I don't think there's any gauntlets. To your point, Joe, I think when I saw the schedule in 2023, 2 years ago, like, we all looked at that and we said, whoa, Niners, Cowboys, this, that. Like, that's a gauntlet. And you know what happened? It was a gauntlet that ended their season. Like,
we crushed them.
We saw it ahead of time. Like, I don't see anything like that on this. I just see a tough schedule based on opponents, but it's basically exactly what I expected.
All right, so what do you sense with this whole thing? Curious where you're at as you listen to our show today, 215-592-9494. I'm kind of in between these guys because I'm largely with James on. I expected it to be hard, so I was already braced for it.
But I expected it to be hard too.
But it surprised you in a way that gave you a shudder.
It did. It just, it's unfortunate how hard it is.
Yeah,
the way it lined up, circumstance is not in our favor. And I do believe we can overcome this. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I don't think this precludes us from going and winning a world title.
Yeah.
Don't even think that.
But you
think
it may be a preventative
effect.
I think
it's going to be tough. I think this could affect seeding in the playoffs that we're going to have to overcome in the postseason, sort of thing.
One of the things, you know, I wrote down here before the show, I think the 9 hardest games, I think. Now, I'm not including that Dallas, which might be a chump, but maybe they bounce back and then that becomes a harder game. The games I wrote down, and these are in the sequence that they occur, but sometimes there's breaks in between these games. But I think the 9 hardest games are at Kansas City, home versus the Rams, at the Bucs, at the Packers, home versus the Lions, at the Chargers, at Washington, at Buffalo.
Listen to you're all these games,
every
man.
Game
you're
on the schedule.
You're just going down and reading our
Washington.
Schedule.
Yeah,
man.
That's hard. Home, so
think about that Chargers game. We haven't even mentioned that one for a while. That's a Monday night game against the Chargers team in its second year.
I'm not worried about that one.
With second year with Jim Harbaugh and that young quarterback, they're figuring things out. They're being built in the image that he sees most appropriate, which means they're going to run the heck out of the ball.
Well, year two,
which means
they're
going to pummel people. You just watch, and they're going to sling it. Play action off of all that run of the football. That's where this NFL is going.
Well, look, it's interesting. When I say those nine games, then there's eight others, which, of course, would be more the type that the Eagles hopefully would win and probably would win a good percentage of them, but it's the kind of games you can get tripped up on. Look, we'll take your reaction. Here's my main reaction. I'll say this way. I'll be really surprised. I'll go pretty much close to shocked. I'm not going to go fully shocked, but I'll go pretty damn close to shocked if the Eagles go 14-3 again. I'm just keeping it real with you. It's a really hard schedule.
I will be shocked.
I
feel like it's 11 or 12.
So here's it.
Fortunate.
Yeah, I'm going to read you a text message I sent to a buddy yesterday. And I guess this more than anything kind of sums up my reaction to the schedule. And, of course, you can weigh in on all this, 215-592-9494. Here's what I sent a friend yesterday. I said they could go 11-6, still be excellent, and get bounced in the playoffs without home field advantage. Not an inconceivable, you know, not inconceivable. What's your reaction to that at 215-592-9494? Look, there's a lot of tentacles to this whole thing. And obviously, you know, this is before we get to injuries, both with the Eagles and other teams. You just simply cannot know in advance how extensive it will be. We know some years is much worse than others. We know the Eagles have been pretty damn fortunate in recent years to not be much injured, and maybe they deserve a lot of credit for that. Obviously, the luck, good luck, bad luck, plays a part in injuries. We all know that. But we also know the Eagles for a couple years now have really been a lot less injured than other teams and past Eagles teams. And it makes me wonder if they have figured something out with the sports science that maybe has given them a competitive advantage. Because it was great, you know, 3 years ago in the Super Bowl, they played with all their starters, which was ridiculous. And then this most recently, the Super Bowl, they played with 21 of their 22 starters, right? Wasn't Nakobe?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Nakobe.
Nakobe was the only guy out. I mean, I never conceived up until 3 years ago a scenario where you can make the Super Bowl. First of all, I never could conceive a scenario Eagles can make the Super Bowl twice in 3 years. Let's start with that. I was a kid in the Marion Campbell days.
It's an impossibility,
days.
Okay. Yeah.
So that wasn't possible. The other thing wasn't possible is to have, what is that, 43 out of 44 starters? In the two games?
Well, remember in 2022, we're like, well, this will never happen again. Yeah. Nothing even close. 22 out of 22, nothing close. And they almost did it again. They were a game and a half away.
Yeah.
2017, they had tons of injuries.
Tons of injuries. Yeah. So they had six big ones that year. Yeah.
It must be a lot more doable when you don't ever hit in practice. Like, that's what is turning the tide.
Yeah, but I
think
other teams do that also.
I know. Every team's doing it, and we are having the most luck. There's no question. Our medical team, is doing an unbelievable job.
Well, they probably are, but luck is obviously part of this as well. Look,
that's there too.
All right, so all of this, 215-592-9494. Let's do a deeper dive on the schedule today. We got a lot happening. It includes, you know, Elliot later, Pete the Hammer. We got all sorts of stuff planned. Your chance to win a cool prize. We'll get to it all. Your reaction on the schedule, sense of anticipation for a coming Phillies series. We got some Cole Hamels audio to play for you from an interview he did a couple days ago with Joe and Hugh. All of it as we broadcast today from Borgata. 215-592-9494. Off and rolling. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, James not quite on his game.
So there was a technical difficulty, but I won't even get into it.
Yeah, I mean, Ray, you know, we were talking about walking on broken glass. And
honestly, it was a real quick recovery, is what it was.
What was the quick recovery?
You're saying I went for a song I played?
Yeah, I mean, I just talked about walking on broken glass last segment, and you just skip over it. Like, that don't count?
What do you mean? What song would I play?
Song?
Yeah, is there
walking
a song?
Walking on broken glass. It's the fourth time I've said it.
I don't know what song that is.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, who is that? Annie Lennox? John?
I definitely don't know that song.
Oh, you, James.
It's a great song.
James, I don't know Annie Lennox. Honestly, I couldn't name an Annie Lennox.
Are we talking about Eurythmics here?
I
don't know what song.
Thank you, John Ritchie. Thank you.
You would know the song, James, if you heard it.
Sweet Dreams, you guys will all recognize it.
What song?
Walking on Broken Glass.
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
All right, educate yourself the next time.
That's fine, but I've never heard of this in my life. So don't act like this is some crazy thing.
I think it's just Annie Lennox.
It's very good. It's a good song.
It might be. I'm just saying I don't know it.
James, I guarantee you'll recognize it.
Okay, I might recognize it. I've just never heard. Like, you saying Walking on Broken Glass does nothing for me.
I know Annie Lennox. I know Eurythmics, and I know Sweet Dreams are made of this.
That's another good one.
Yeah. Who am I?
Yeah, I know that one. If you had said Sweet Dreams, I would have played that.
That's all I know.
By the way, I need some help with something, which is saying something.
You need help with a lot.
Correct.
Especially, what's going on with the hair today?
Thank you, Maria.
The hair is a little...
It's a little different.
So I got two different things going on. One, I haven't gotten a haircut in 2 months. Two, I didn't feel like gelling it. Three, I didn't feel like wearing my hat. So that's three things.
It's wild.
It's everywhere. Yeah. So I got a hat in the bag, and I might pull it out. But, I just wasn't in the mood to gel.
It's not a good hair weather.
Big problem is I missed my haircut about a month ago, and I just haven't rescheduled. I rescheduled last night, but for early June.
A month ago?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm way
that
overdue.
That is way behind.
Way overdue. All right, one thing I do need help with. So I'd like to do a poll today that is who's going to win the NBA title. Problem is six teams remain, and Twitter only lets us have four spots in the poll. Now, I feel confident we can eliminate the Celtics because they lost their best player. They're not going to win it all. So, do we combine the Pacers and Knicks? Like, I feel like the three teams with the best chance are the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and OKC. Like, I think whoever emerges from the West.
The Pacers and the Knicks?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the picks.
Yeah, exactly.
The Nacers.
So, would you guys agree whoever emerges from the West probably has the best shot?
Yeah.
The Nacers.
So, James, do we just combine the Knicks and Pacers?
I don't think the Knicks would appreciate that. I don't want to combine
them. I don't really care what the Knicks appreciate.
Because I want to find out how much people think the Knicks have, because they do have a shot.
I think that those are the two teams people are probably most familiar with who are our listeners, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think we watch the Eastern Conference much.
Yeah, the Knicks,
we played
sure.
the Knicks last year, for yeah, sure, but not the well, Pacers. I'll bet the people don't know the Pacers as well as they know
I'm
the Nuggets.
I'm wholeheartedly going to be rooting for the Pacers when they have to face the Knicks.
Not me.
I want the Knicks.
Not
I'm all
you?
In on the Knicks. You want that poll?
What is this, like Nets 2000 again? Welcome aboard.
That's a poll.
Embarrassing. You should be embarrassed.
That's one poll. Who are you rooting for? Knicks, Pacers.
It's going to be like 90-10.
All right, I like that poll. So we'll get that one going. James, I need how do we discern?
I'm torn on this. Like I it feels wrong however we're going to do it, you know?
It does.
You could do, since their series is still going,
we could do winner. Like,
yeah, but they're going to win
Celtics
that series.
Winner, Nuggets, whatever,
yeah.
Winner.
Yeah, but Devin,
you know?
What you just said, the Nuggets, Timberwolves, Nuggets, OKC combo would win the poll. I mean, we know it. It's two of them.
Well, wouldn't they win it either? Well, I don't know.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe
because their series is still going, so you could just say the winner of that series as like one.
I don't know. I'm torn on this.
I think OKC is going to win it all.
We should probably just wait and do the poll on Monday when the series are decided.
No, James, the problem is the series will have started and teams will be up 1-0. That's the whole problem.
No, they won't have.
You're telling me the Knicks-Pacers don't start this weekend?
No, they play tonight.
Knicks are still playing the Celtics.
Knicks and Celtics are tonight, and then Sunday is Nuggets-OKC. So there's no game until
Monday. Someone who's not watching.
The next series doesn't start until next week.
All right, so James, let's go with this poll. Who are you rooting for, Knicks-Pacers?
I think it's a great poll.
That's a good poll. That's a good poll. All right, so we'll present that to you. James will get that up in the next minute or so. But Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs. ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Obviously, it's a loaded question. You guys understand why. Who are you rooting for, Knicks or Pacers?
Do we want to add in anything about the fact that the Knicks series isn't over yet?
Yeah.
No.
Knowing Twitter, let me tell you about Twitter.
You know, screw Twitter.
You have to look at it,
James.
Right.
Say
what do I care if you have to look at it?
Tweet written by Joe DiCamera.
James, yeah, you can say that all you want. James, you have some gumption, James. I just think
it's a silly thing to do. Like, I'm not on your side on this. I am anti Joe DiCamera here.
I think
it's a silly thing to say the series is over. Like, I just do.
So
Celtics won the title last
though?
Year. They still have Jaylen Brown. They still have Pritchard. They still have, like, they're still, like, okay. Like, they won game five when no one thought they were going to. Like, I don't know. I just think it's a silly poll to put out today.
Yeah,
but
Twitter poll question. Does Seltzer have a bad haircut?
I just saw something.
Coming from you today, big dog. To look at a YouTube. How's my hair
I
look?
I don't have
how's
a
my
haircut.
Hair look? How's
See,
my
at
hair
least
look?
I'll let the hair grow long instead
my
of getting
hair
bad,
looks, I actually got a good,
bad
good haircut. My hair looks
guys,
awesome.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Terrible looking hair, Joe. Terrible looking hair.
I know it is.
That's not terrible. That's not an awful thing. Everyone has bad hair days. I love the fact that Joe doesn't dwell on the fact that people might be looking at the bad hair day.
No, I'm aware on YouTube. Right on YouTube. I don't give
a about there was a guy who just rode by us on a one of those devices.
Motorized things.
When
you're struggling to walk, you got an injury or something.
Yeah. Now, I'm okay with the fact that he's using a motorized thing.
Okay.
But what about the fact that he propped his other, like he propped the one leg up like he was lounging
Good for
while
him.
Motorizing?
That's my hero.
See, I thought you would think that.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought you would think, hey, more power to him. Way to go, Mr. Loungy, while riding on the motorized
scooter
thing.
Maybe he has to keep the leg up for the swelling.
Well, that's the only thing that I thought would be acceptable.
John, have you ever driven with your foot out the window?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Like
okay.
on a golf cart or something,
no,
maybe?
No, a car.
In a car?
Left foot out the window. Absolutely.
What?
Summertime.
That doesn't even sound cool.
Dude,
what a weird thing to do. You're a low rider. You get to shoot
Honestly,
off.
I don't think that's safe.
It's
what are we talking about here?
It's certainly not.
Have I ever gotten in an accident that way?
It's definitely impossible to do
in
my truck.
Yeah.
Would I deny it happened if I...
When was the last time you did it?
I'm sure last summer.
I love the idea of, well, I haven't gotten to an accident yet, so
I know, that,
no biggie.
It requires some flexibility to be able to do that.
Okay, I'm just saying, it's a good thing. And you guys know
to be fair, this is a guy who puts his foot in his mouth, literally.
Thank you, James. I feel like that's like the most insane Joe DiCamera fact that we don't talk about enough.
I'll give you another one. One of my dreams, I don't have too many in life, one of my dreams is a reclining what?
Toilet.
Correct.
I love that we both knew that immediately.
And a TV right in front of me. Nothing else in the room. It's all I need. A TV and a reclining toilet.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, indeed.
All right, we're coming to the calls. I promise you. Line up. We're getting ready to Eagles schedule more reclining toilets.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Of course.
There we go.
Of course.
So I do recognize this. I just had no idea that was the name of the song.
Yeah.
It is a cool song, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a cool song.
Yeah. And, John, you're digging this, right? You know.
I've definitely heard this song.
Yeah. That does not surprise me. All right, good morning.
That is not a song that I would say everyone knows.
No, definitely not.
If you're old enough, you know it. You're young,
yeah, I definitely did not know it was Annie Lennox or the name of the song, but I've heard this song.
I've never paid attention to that song at all. That's like that's on commercials a lot. Maybe that's just in background a lot. Like you sit down in a restaurant and that's the Muzak that's playing.
The Muzak?
Yeah.
Muzak.
I think I heard it.
All right. One question before we go to the phone. Yes. I want to get heavy on the phone. So, Rhea, you would, in the update, had Andrew Painter in the update, which I totally dig, by the way. I want to say I'm all in.
Yeah, I like checking him out. I've watched him.
Here's the question. Yep. You've been doing these updates for close to 30 years.
Yes.
Do you ever remember a player where it's possible every appearance he has in the minor leagues, every appearance, mm-hmm. will be in an update? Because I doubt it's ever happened.
The only time I would ever remember putting players in updates was probably Chase Utley, Ryan Howard.
Howard for sure, but it wouldn't be daily. No, he played every day. You know, the thing that makes Painter a little bit different, obviously, it's every fifth day.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine there's ever been a player where it is possible for a whole season. Obviously, time permitting. Sometimes
there's
3 Philadelphia sports games the prior night. Then it's
yesterday,
to fit it
I probably wouldn't have been able to get it in. It was a little busy.
All right, 215-592-9494. Devin, your thoughts on the schedule. You mm-hmm. saw it. You thought what?
This is going to be tough, but I expected it because we knew their opponents. Like I think in terms – I agree with James in terms of like timing – and the actual days that they're playing and where the bye week falls, I think that actually worked out in their favor. And you talk about, you know, bad luck. I don't know if this is bad luck. You look at the New York Giants, who have been terrible, and they have the hardest ranked schedule in the league.
Yeah,
so,
that's very odd.
Very odd.
The Cowboys' schedule is also considered extremely hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like the NFC East. Like we're playing tough opponents.
Yeah, the North and the AFC West are tough divisions. Yeah. You know, the NFC West.
And just quick clarification. Part of what a huge part of what makes the Giants' schedule considered harder than the Eagles. The Giants have to play the Eagles twice.
Yeah, the division.
The Eagles get to play the Giants twice.
Absolutely.
No,
yes.
I just want to, because people hear that.
No, you're right, though. It's a good point.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But the Giants have to play the Eagles,
exactly.
And that's an advantage for the Eagles.
The games that stand out to me that I don't like are playing at Tampa in September again. Like, do we remember
that's
how hot
really,
that game was
Devin,
last season?
I'm telling you, that is such a huge factor. Having done this, I'm telling you, it is different in September than it is in December.
Eagles lost there in 2018 in September.
Florida.
Now, they won there in 2023,
football,
for what it's worth.
That's
it,
right.
I'm telling
you,
in September.
When you play football in Florida, just go to Florida.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to.
The air.
I wish the Buffalo and Tampa games were swapped.
Yes.
In the summer, I go to the beach. You can tell it's so much hotter. The sun
and it's
burns
humid
you
too.
So much faster. And the humidity is like 100%.
Yep.
And it's raining six times a day. And then it's sunny again. And then it's raining.
Yeah, I think
and then
last
it's sunny
season
again.
It was like right after a hurricane. And it was sunny. But it was like players were throwing up and getting
the
like IVs and hydration.
The humidity makes it impossible to escape the heat. That place is so awful for sports like weather. And it's oppressive. And when you're playing football in that, you got the pads that make it even more difficult to move around, difficult to breathe. They're heavy. They're hot. Mm-hmm. It's just, it really is a mess. But those games, though, when you play the Dolphins, when you play the Buccaneers in September and they're home, I don't know what the numbers say.
It's a decided advantage.
I guarantee they win. They win, period, in September. As a player, we were dead, and we weren't even out of warm-ups.
Wow.
And it was guys – and plus, you know, they make sure that you're putting your dark uniforms on when it's September, and they're the home team in Florida.
All right, two. That's also where Donovan Yaki yacked the first time in his career. That was in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
yeah, a little throw-up action. Let's go, folks.
Yacked? That was good.
Hey, Seltzer, don't talk back. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hold on, Joe. I'm sorry about the noise. I got to pull my leg in and close the window.
Hey, Mark, I don't advise it because I could be sued, but just know it's kind of a good move.
Man, I'm driving down to Delaware Beaches right now. I have my left leg out the window and, you know, just feeling the breeze between the toes, man.
Yeah. There you go. You get a little air massage on those feet.
Yeah, there you go.
It really is. Man.
Coming from the camera, that's not, is not surprising, though.
There
you know?
Go, sir. All right, what do you got, Mark?
So, Eagles schedule. The only thing I'm kind of really disappointed about is they're playing the Commanders like twice in the last couple of weeks.
Really, you know? Aggravating.
Yep. Yeah.
I hate that. In between playing the Commanders, they're playing the Bills.
I wonder how consequential
that game will be.
Right.
You wonder why the NFL did that.
Right.
That could potentially be
weird.
A Super Bowl preview. And you're putting it that late in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Marie, that's something I really didn't think about. I mean, because the Bills could be in the Super Bowl, the Eagles, or the Commanders, you know? So.
Look, here's the way I break it down, Mark. That makes it harder that the Bills are in there, but I think that I don't mind just off the cuff that the Bills game is the 16th game. Like, from a fairness standpoint or an intrigue standpoint. It could end up being a massive end-of-season game that we're all super excited for.
Yeah.
It could impact seeding in both conferences. The thing that bothers me, because we've seen this in the NFL now for about 10 years, this idea of playing the same team twice in 3 weeks, one issue. The second issue, everyone knows this division is probably coming down to the Eagles and Washington. To have to wait till near Christmas to see them play once, it's just dumb.
Especially after the NFC Championship game as a rematch. It's like you're waiting for like literally almost a year to play again.
How about this factor? How about the fact that, you know, normally in a given season, about a third of the quarterbacks get knocked out by the end of the year, maybe even a little more?
Totally.
I mean, you got about a 30 to 40% chance that you could have both games played without one of the quarterbacks?
Totally.
I mean, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. You know, Mark, like, to me, NFL does a lot right. I think that's dumb, man. All right, Mark, good call, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, when you call in today, your chance to win. $100 gift card, Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. They got three locations in Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Make sure you visit them in person or online. josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. By the way, one thing for all our watchers on YouTube, I'm not a wuss. I mean, I am, but I'm not here. I put my hat on, not because I looked ridiculous for YouTube. I don't really care. But there was a bride-to-be that walked by in our last commercial break. She wanted a photograph. For photographs, hat has to go on, hair being what it is.
And she said the hammer has to win on her wedding day.
And why, Rhea? Because she was pro-hammer.
Yes. Oh, she loves you.
She does. She was telling me she's thinking about leaving the fiancé in the next couple hours.
Well, I was thinking all this pro-hammer stuff, the fiancé might want to think about leaving her.
You know?
That's a good point, James. All right, here's how you win the Joseph Anthony Sponsor Line $100 gift card, which, of course, is a great thing. You got to give us who or what is cheesy. Who or what is cheesy? Velveeta good. Why? Top Gun, love it. One of my all-time favorites. Came out, what, 39 years ago? Is that 86?
Yeah, 39 years ago.
Great movie. Has a cheese element to it, or or three. Most exemplified by the volleyball scene. It's as cheesy as it gets.
All-time cheese.
Volleyball scene, Top Gun, it's wild cheese.
I'm highly in favor of the volleyball scene.
I would
expect you to be, Rhea.
All right, give us a great answer for who or what is cheesy. Best answer whoever provides it's going to win the $100 gift card. Joseph Anthony Sponsor Line. Richie, what are you thinking here?
I cook at my house a lot now, Joe. Like, I'm actually getting good at cooking things.
Good for you.
My kids love Cooper Sharp American cheese.
Yes.
Cooper Sharp American cheese. It has to be Cooper Sharp.
You're going literal
American
here.
Yes. They insist in my house on Cooper Sharp American cheese. That's what we do in our home.
That's what we do! That's how you do it.
That's right, what Devin, you do!
Devin, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
Well, I was actually going to go with a literal cheese, too. So I need to
Well, you guys are boring.
Pivot, now. Really.
Is everybody just going to pick actual
no,
cheese?
No, I'm not. No.
No.
Okay,
my
James,
God.
You can go.
All right,
Seltzer, go for it.
I think this will resonate with some people and not with others. What? I think Valentine's Day is the cheesiest thing of all time. Like this
first
day of I'm going to love you today, not every other day. It's just so cheesy.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Rhea, who or what is cheesy?
Cheeseheads.
Cheeseheads.
I mean, yeah. You're walking around with a piece of cheese on your head and you think you look cool.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of ways to go here. I'm going to go with that certain type of host on TV, exemplified by like the Ryan Seacrest, the Mario Lopez, who's the guy that used to be on MTV? Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah.
Like all three of those guys to me, Carson Daly, Mario Lopez, Ryan Seacrest.
They've done quite well being cheesy.
No, they have, but let's be real. They drip cheese.
I think Mario Lopez is the cheesy.
I agree, John.
He is unbelievably cheesy. Hey, I just saw something else that's kind of, I don't even know if you'd call it cheesy.
Wow.
You know, when the guy walks by and he thinks, I don't know what he was saying. It's usually going to be something like, hey, the Giants are better. Yep. Or, you know, like, I'm a Giants guy or I'm a Dallas Cowboys guy.
You are?
Like. No,
Seltzer, cut that audio.
This guy walks by.
You can't say that when you're rooting for the Knicks. I'm just saying. You can't say that when you're rooting for the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm a Knicks guy, too. The guy walked by. Did you see him?
Yeah, he's having a conversation with us, and we have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, we can't hear you, man. Like, I know you thought that was witty, whatever it was.
He was proud of himself.
It was a conversation he was holding. We have no idea what that wittiness was, man, because Joe was talking. We couldn't hear you.
That's funny.
I'm sorry.
I thought of another answer.
Cheesy. What do we got?
So I think a good kind of cheesy, maybe in later seasons, not so good, but Ted Lasso.
You know, that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
I think he is magnificently cheesy.
It's intentionally cheesy. Yes. So, you know,
but
that works
a lot. And that team takes those cheesy lessons, they apply them, and they're better for it.
Give us a big time answer. You can win the $100 gift card. Who or what is cheesy? Best answer, you win the gift card. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Neil right now, Northeast Philly. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning. Devin, I want you to bring the Eagles good luck again and the tough schedule. You know, you were excellent as sideline reporter, and you brought them a Super Bowl title, so I expect it again.
Thank you. I'll try my best.
But also, I shout out to Devin and Ruben Amaro Jr. 8 a.m. tomorrow, and Go Birds Radio on Saturday as
there
well.
There you go. You know, so. By the way, I haven't said it yet. My guy, I only found out last week that you've got
the
show.
How did you just find out last week?
It's all right. You never mentioned my show on Saturdays either, so it's all good.
First of all,
deal.
Saturday early morning when Devin and Ruben's new show's on, I'm typically sleeping in. At some point, I got to catch up on sleep.
Yeah,
that's number
one.
Nice. Devin, congrats on the show.
Thank you. I will say, Ruben and I are actually off tomorrow because I'm running in the Eagles Autism Challenge. But
no, Devin.
Wow.
We'll be back next
week.
You can catch Go Birds Radio 1-3 tomorrow.
There you go.
Do you have a goal? Do you have a time goal for your Autism Challenge run?
I don't. So because of the weather, I haven't been able to run at all this week. So I'm kind of nervous about in that sense.
Excuses,
but it's only 5K. No, it's only 5K.
Jump right into excuses. There was no equivocating. Right, no excuses.
Man. And by the way, just because you haven't run in three or 4 days, who gives a damn?
Yeah.
Joe hasn't run in three or four many years.
I'm up to light jog. James, I'm up to light jog.
I'm proud of you.
Light jog.
No way.
Yeah, light jog.
For how far, though?
Well, I'm on a treadmill, so I don't know. I mean,
It tells you. You know, the treadmill tells you exactly how far you're going, right?
Minutes. Well, it actually wasn't even 10. I forget.
You went maybe like a couple.
Light jog in 10 minutes, probably like half
light
a mile.
Jog. I'm just easing my way into it. All right, Neil, talk
hey, Joe,
to you. What do you.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Neil, what do you got in our sports scene?
Well, I believe even though the NFL tried to screw the Eagles, I'm still optimistic with Fangio and Nick, you know, and the offensive, you know, line and the defensive players they drafted and Howie. So I say 13-4, you know, record-wise.
Well, that would be really an accomplishment, big time. Neil, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
I'll say a mozzarella pizza with anchovies.
You got it, my man. I'll tell you right now, I am not, and I mean this, I am not voting for actual cheese.
I'm with you.
I mean,
me
I'm
neither.
I'm just not doing it. I'll tell you who absolutely is a player.
Did
with,
he just say mozzarella pizza?
He did.
Yeah,
did.
Yes, that's so
that's
gross.
That's a weird way to say it.
Normally people just say a cheese pizza or plain pizza or whatever.
You don't say a mozzarella pizza
horrible.
With anchovies.
Horrendous. Horrendous. All right, let me tell you who was, I can't emphasize this enough. If you're on the younger side, trust me on this one. Not cheesy. It was Rick Tocchet as a player. All right? I was watching him last night, you know, beating up people on YouTube.
Yeah, whatever the opposite of cheese as a player was Rick Tocchet.
I mean, Rick Tocchet was not cheesy. All right, let's listen. We had Mark Recchi on the show yesterday. Recchi here for 10 years, Tocchet here for 11 years. Let's listen to Mark Recchi yesterday on our program talking about Rick Tocchet becoming the Flyers head coach.
I'm excited, really excited. When I heard he wasn't going back to Vancouver, I was like, oh, man, this might be a perfect fit.
Yep.
And what great timing, you know, with everything. So excited and happy for him, happy for the Flyers. I mean, you know, Jonesy and Danny and Mr. Helfrich, they're trying to do the right things here and get this organization back on track when I think they're doing a terrific job. And by hiring Tocchet, I think just, you know, solidifies a lot of things for the organization, and it's really exciting.
I'm excited that Tocchet's the coach. And obviously the main thing is they got to get players. We all know that. I mean, you could have the greatest coach of all time in there. If you don't have players, it's not going to make enough of a difference. But I'm excited that Tocchet's part of it. Look, you can react on the Tocchet thing, 215-592-9494. Also, you can react if you heard our interview yesterday with Brian Dawkins. It was late in the show. Now, if you didn't hear it, we're going to play a lot of audio through today's show of some of what he said, one of which was him touching on the 2024 Eagles and the overcoming adversity thing, which obviously they did. Let's listen to Doc, one of the many things he said to us yesterday.
So I was extremely, number one, extremely proud of how they have endured during the season, because if you listen to, I won't say everybody here in Philadelphia, there's a lot of individuals here in Philadelphia that weren't happy after the first like 5 weeks.
I was one of them.
And obviously they weren't playing in a way that led you to think that they would get to that point. So I dig it. But the part that I love about it is I believe that there were some conversations, and you know, we've been in those locker rooms and you've been in those locker rooms as well, that you close the doors and sometimes you have tough conversations with one another about situations. And then when you come out of that thing, then you do things differently. To me, that's what happens, especially mm-hmm. towards the middle and then the end of the season. Some tough conversations were had, right? Players, coaches, but player to player. And they decided as a team that this is what we're going to do going forward. And when they reached the playoffs, it was an absolutely different team. So what we saw is what happens when you deal with stuff during the season so that you can absolutely play your best ball at the end of the season. And that's what this team did. They played their absolute best game of the season. Yeah. Think about it, in the Super Bowl. That's exactly what you want.
Look, it was an incredible, I thought, hour, with, and not because of us, because of Doc. His hour with us was unbelievable. We're going to play big chunks of that as we move through, and obviously you can react. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, something Elliot said recently. We're going to get to that. Also, more on the Phillies. They start a new series tonight. Who or what is cheesy? You can win the gift card. And your thoughts on the Eagles' schedule. Do you agree with John's thought that 11-6, for instance, is more likely than like 13-4 or 14-3? Obviously, they were 14-3 last year and have been two times in the last 3 years. But the schedule's rough, man. What's your reaction to it? 215-592-9494 from Borgata. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.